I was at school, you know, we were all just kind of school kids. And up until that point, rock and roll hadn't really broken for us. You know, we were just young. It was like, I don't know how old we were, like 14, 15 or something, you know. Remember then? Yeah. And it was cool. And we'd have a lot of fun in the playground, just chatting to each other. We had a little thing called the Smoker's Corner. Right, that the teachers weren't supposed to know about, and you went there to have a little sort of, because, you know, 15, we were really thinking we were quite hoody, you know, and we'd all have a, you know, somebody had managed to produce a cigarette or something, and we'd all have a smoke before going to school. Not to be recommended these days. This is before you knew about cancer and stuff. We just thought it was a dead heavy thing to do, you know. And that was the kind of place where I learned all of that, you know, just started. Somebody would mention Buddy Holly and the Crickets, you know, we kind of go, oh, that sounds good, who's that, you know. And then on the radio you started to hear That'll Be the Day was really the first, that was the killer, and I still love that record. And the other thing that made it really good for some of the guys in the group, particularly when we started to play music, was anyone with glasses was now okay, because till then glasses had been death, man. I mean, Four Eyes, come on, you know, Fruitcake. And like this, these were not people you wanted to be associated with. And so John would walk around banging into lampposts, you know, oh, sorry, ma'am, you know, because you had to take these whacking great horn rims off, you know. But then Buddy came into fashion and John wore those things all the time. Then, you know, he could come out of his closet. In England, there's the game cricket, so you see. And we knew about the little chirpy, you know, hoppity goes to town type crickets. We knew about them. So we thought they've been brilliant. They've really got this amazing double meaning name of like the game and the bug. So this is great. So we thought, this is brilliant. We thought, well, we've got to do this. So John and Stuart came up with this name that the rest of us hated. He said, Beatles, but spoke with an A, you know. And we said, well, why, you know? He said, well, you know, because it's a bug and it's got a double meaning, just like the cricket. So we were influenced in many, many ways. And the other big thing was that Buddy wrote his own stuff. Until then, not many people had ever done that. So John and I immediately wanted to write our own stuff, because till then we'd just been playing anything we'd ever heard off the radio. And because you heard it off the radio, there was never any time to get the words. So we had some fairly screwed up lyrics. It was great, though. Nobody knew. You know, at least we'd heard the song. They hadn't even heard the song. But, you know, John used to, we used to do Come Go With Me, you know, the Del Vikings, the real early record. And John used to sing, Come Go With Me, down to the penitentiary. Hey, you know, like it was some old blues song he'd heard somewhere. He took all the sort of, you know, jail prison lyrics off all the other folk songs. Because we didn't know the words, he stuck them in that one. So, yeah, we were very influenced by the States in general. We just, you know, Twist and Shout and all of that. That was just, we had to just, the only thing we had to do was leave Twist and Shout till the end of the day, because we knew John couldn't handle anything after he'd done that. And if you hear the record, it's like he's bleeding his vocal cords. And it was, he's right up there, you know.